consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, just to wrap up this story. This Thursday, June the 11th, 2026 edition. Second half hour of hour number three. We are going to wrap this up very soon because the Senate Bill 1011 would create a statewide marketplace of Michigan's own. Package of bills, Senate Bill 973, 74, 75, 76, 77, and 78, passed along party lines. Why? Well, the Republicans believe that Michigan should leave the federal ACA marketplace and create its own exchange. State-run insurance marketplace, something they've been working on since April this year. Well, they've decided to move the bills, and they did with Republican votes. Senate Health Policy Chair Kevin Hertel, Democrat for St. Clair Shores, last week said, "There's no doubt that as employers are covering less and less of health insurance here in the state of Michigan, more individuals are getting pushed into the individual market. That's because the Affordable Care Act, the model where people buy insurance, has been increased costs due to decisions that have been made at the federal level." Well, supporters of Michigan leaving the Affordable Care Act marketplace to create its own say that it will give Michigan the freedom to give residents more time to enroll in plans, offer incentives, and create risk pool contributions to help insurance companies keep the premiums low and to maintain user fees that would otherwise go to the federal government. It would keep the money here in Michigan and therefore help us lower the costs. Well, the Democrats are concerned that a state-run system might not be the most secure, would be vulnerable to technical glitches and potentially eliciting bad contractors and fraud. Well, Brian Kelly, president of SBAM, responded by saying, "This is not the state government running the program. This would be a marketplace overseen by employers working in concert with Lansing. We have the technology, we know the infrastructure that needs to be put in place, and we can advise and help partner with the state to come up with a better program compared to some of the other glitches we've had," without naming specifically certain departments. For example, Unemployment Insurance Agency, or even the Department of State, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's website for legislators to have to fill out forms where they are required to disclose information about their assets and income. Kelly did not name those particular operations, but they're out there. And everybody knew exactly what he was talking about. So we'll see if this now goes to the House, passes there, and whether or not Governor Gretchen Whitmer will sign it. That will be the question. Because one of the things that you have to look at, health insurance is expensive. Way, way too expensive. And now that it's passed out from the Senate Health Policy Committee, we'll see where it goes on the floor of the Senate, and we'll see what happens to it in the House, and will Governor Gretchen Whitmer, in fact, sign it? That is going to be the question. Now, one of the things that I think is pretty interesting, another story that I wanted to bring to everybody's attention. Imagine returning home from work with broken ribs or a broken foot because someone attacked you simply because you did your job. As a social worker or even a foster parent, you can't fight back against the angry parent who lost his or her child without the fear of losing your job or facing threats yourself. State Representative Phil Green, Republican of Millington, Kimberly Edwards, Democrat of East Point, and John Roth, my state representative from the 104th House District, Interlochen, introduced House Bills 5684, 5685, and 5686, respectively aimed at protecting child welfare workers, family caregivers, adoptive and foster parents, by expanding Lisa's Law to include protections for private foster care agencies, as current protections only apply to the Department of Health and Human Services employees. Well, this bill package makes it clear that Michigan will not tolerate targeting those who are stepping up for our children, Representative Roth told the House Judiciary Committee yesterday. These bills provide needed protections so caregivers can do their jobs without fear. When we protect caregivers, we protect placement, stability, we protect healing, and most importantly, we protect our children. Lisa's Law was passed back in June of 2001 when then Governor John Engler signed the legislation into law, making it a crime to threaten or physically harm a Department of Health and Human Services employee, specifically including Child Protective Services workers. The law was in response to the 1998 murder of Lisa Putman, a Macomb County Child Protective Services worker who was murdered while visiting a family home. Well, a gap in that law, however, was discovered last year, 2025. When a mother and two accomplices allegedly fatally shot a Washtenaw County woman who was fostering the mother's daughter and her father. The foster father was also shot, but he survived. The three suspects are charged with open murder and face a trial in this coming November. Jennifer Stevens, director of foster care at Samaritas, told the committee that the mother indicated her intent was to go after the caseworker. But fortunately, the mother was arrested before she could harm anyone else. Stevens noted yesterday, private agencies provide 55% of Michigan's foster care services, and their caseworkers perform the same duties as the Department of Health and Human Services workers, including home visits where they're entering potentially unknown risky situations. Threats and violence are not abstract when it comes to child welfare, she said. This is a real occupational hazard. Well, Representative Green said that Lisa's law did not apply to the Washtenaw County case because foster parents are not DHS employees. His bill, which he called a natural extension of Lisa's law, would protect employees of private agencies just like it does for the department employees. Under the bill package, individuals who communicate a threat, harass, or intimidate a DHS designated caregiver would be guilty of a 1-year misdemeanor, and a violation that causes injury would be increased to a 2-year felony. These bills are looking at taking care of the caregivers. We have to do it. It's beyond time, said Green. Well, Democrat, actually communist, Kelly Breen from Novi raised concerns about the effectiveness of the enhanced penalties. A cry she's emphasized numerous times with prior legislation. She asked what could be done to deter the violence. Well, Green replied that society has normalized this type of behavior. But there is something to be said for being tough on crime. We have to have big hearts. But underneath that big heart, we also have to have some steel. So where this is going, we'll have to wait and see. The bills are moving out of the subcommittee and will be going to the full House Human Services Committee next week. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at LibertyMountainUSA.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, just to wrap these bills up. What they're basically asking, how can I protect myself from these violent kids? Testimony was given. Catherine Prudhomme, president CEO of Eagle Village, testified that the state once had 1,200 beds for residential youth at the Eagle Village facility. But today it's down to 400 when at least 600 are needed. She said the youth being placed have increased aggression, violent behavior, and in the past, facilities like Eagle Village would see 5 to 10 staff injuries per year. But today the number has increased to at least 25 to 30 per year. Prudhomme said the injuries have included a broken back, multiple head concussions, and even broken bones. You have to be able to, in some way or fashion, be able to restrain your child. But these new regulations made by the state make that virtually impossible. Kathy Regan, chief executive officer at Vista Marie, said, "You guys have made it impossible for us to even send a kid to their room, for God's sake." Prudhomme said her staff can only physically intervene once a youth initiates an assault. And even then, intervention can only be done if the youth is in a true risk of life situation. Well, Representative John Roth, who chairs the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Human Services, chimed in that in the committee has repeatedly tried to get the Department of Health and Human Services to share its guidelines on restraint, and has been told for a year and a half that they're still working on them. What? They don't even have guidelines written? Roth said caregivers like Vista Marie staff are confused about what they can do under the current guidelines or face potential trouble when they intervene or even stand by just to watch. Chair Sarah Leitner of the committee shared that she has a Department of Health and Human Services constituent who grabbed a child to stop the child from walking off while cars were driving by. And now that worker is on unpaid leave while the department investigates. Seriously? This child was going to walk out in front of traffic and she restrained him. And now she's being investigated. This is insanity. Leitner went on to say, I think we need to have some very serious conversations in regards to restraint. Because, I mean, you have to be able to protect yourself and even the children. Well, the committee moved the bill HB 5453 out of committee on a 10-0 vote. Now we'll see where it goes to the full House before it goes to the Senate. The process. The process these bills have to go through, I'm sorry, folks, is ridiculous. This is commonsensical legislation. Why is it taking so long to fix this? And why is it taking the Department of Health and Human Services so long to even put out guidelines? A year and a half, a state representative has been asking for this stuff, and they're still working on them. Well, I got a solution. We need a new governor, and we need a new director of the Department of Health and Human Services. Thank God that will happen come January 1st of 2027. Question is going to be, are we going to get the right governor? Well, that starts a week from this coming Tuesday. Tuesday, June 23rd, folks, absentee ballots start going out in the mail from your local municipal clerks. It's absolutely imperative that you get the information out to everybody you know that they need to vote in the August 4th primary. One of the things that you have to understand, it's these types of departments that are running the state's programs so absolutely mismanaged, not efficient, way overspending. This is crazy what's going on. The largest, budget-wise, department in the state being this mismanaged. Unbelievable. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems.